Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
He swings, hits it in the air, deep to left field. Robertson is back to watch. This one gonna go about halfway up the bleachers in left field for Fernando, his 23rd of the year, and the Padre lead is now 3-0.
And welcome to it, everybody. It's a manic Monday as we kick off a new week here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. It is Gwynn and Chris with Chris Ello and Tony Gwynn Jr., who's down at Petco Park, where tonight the Padres will host the Milwaukee Brewers, and Matt Scraby alongside as well here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. We've got a lot to get to today. A couple of big deals over the weekend that we will be talking about, not the least of which was a rather eye-opening performance, I would say, guys, by San Diego State's football team as they shut out Cal Saturday night 34-0. Kirk Hensman.
I got to tell you, Chris, before you move on.
Sure.
The UCLA Bruin in here is trying to now.
Oh, is he?
He's trying to come back over.
Oh, is he now?
After his team. Yeah, after the Bruins have already fired a coach.
Look at him fiercely trying to plug things in up there.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
Dave Marcus getting fired. He wants a microphone. Give him a microphone. What do you got, Dave?
Aztecs for life.
Attaboy.
ACC opponents left and
boy.
Right.
Everybody's an Aztec for life this Monday.
You know, I did see Dave giving free tickets out
last
week.
He hasn't uttered those words
for a long
time.
At least
25 years.
Yeah, thank you,
and now,
Dave.
He's trying to come back.
There's
home.
A little room on the bandwagon. I would just say this. I told my wife Sunday morning, she goes, how was the game last night? Because I watched it after she went to bed. And I said, 34-0. And she went, wow. They got beat 34-0. Because I think that's what almost everybody would have thought if you 100%. Told them that was the score of the game. So we'll talk about the Aztecs. Kirk Kenny's going to be on the show a little bit. Also, you have to hear the story about drunk Broncos fan. That is coming up in the opening hour of the show.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't Scraby, no, but it was an all-timer at SoFi Stadium yesterday. I went to my first Charger game up there, and you guys are going to hear that story. But we have to start with this, Tony. I mean, you're down there at Petco. I know Scraby and I are coming down there tonight after the show. Probably a lot of people will be coming down there tonight. The Padres have a chance with a victory to clinch a spot in the playoffs. And, you know, before I get too much into it and get some of your thoughts, I just want to remind everybody, this is the 57th season of Padre baseball, 5-7, and a win tonight will clinch their ninth playoff berth. Do not take what is about to happen tonight for granted, or hopefully it'll happen tonight, it'll happen this week. You know, the Padres have kind of felt like they were going to be in the playoffs all season. And I think a lot of people are feeling like, well, you know, but they're kind of backing in. They're not playing great, et cetera. I don't care, Tony. You don't get to the playoffs all the time. And the fact that they're going to go, that is cause for a little champagne popping, hopefully, tonight.
I would suggest everybody appreciate these times and enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's only the second time in franchise history, if the win happens today, that they've been able to do it in back-to-back seasons. I mean,
right.
So, you know, these times don't – I shouldn't say that. Let me rephrase that. These times haven't come around very often in our livelihood. And so, you know, I would just say appreciate it. Padres on the cusp of locking in a playoff spot with a win today. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure they're going to, you know, celebrate it. But, I don't know if it's going to be the type of celebration it's been the past, you know, year or two out of 3 years, right? Because this is becoming something that is
expected
of them. And I think there's further expectation. So we'll see how they handle it today. Just some early developments. Xander out early, running bases, taking ground balls. There's talk that he could be back as early as Tuesday, tomorrow. We'll see if that happens. If that is indeed the case, I think everybody should be very well aware. His bone in his foot is still broke. And it'll be broke for, you know, based on other human bodies, about another 2.5 weeks before it fully heals. And so what does Xander look like playing with a broken bone in his foot? How much of an impact will that have when he does return? We'll wait and kind of find out. But certainly it won't be easy. Brewers coming into town. Now, granted, I happened to be on IG Live yesterday with watching the Brewers celebrate, and I sent my man Ricky Weeks, bench coach, a question, or not a question, just a statement, said, hey, drink up.
Yeah, right.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, party as much as you want tonight, guys.
Yeah. Hopefully they took my advice, and we'll see how these guys come out tonight.
Yeah,
but they clinched.
It could be interesting. The Brewers did win the division, but they are still have something to play for. They're 3 games ahead of the Phillies for the number one seed in the National League. I would imagine they still want that. So I don't expect them to roll over, but hopefully they'll be at less than their best tonight. Nick Pivetta's on the mound. That's the guy you'd want going for the Padres. And, Tony, it seems
this is a superb pitching matchup tonight. I mean, Peralta and Pivetta going head-to-head.
No, you're right. It's going to be a really good game just in that. But, you know, I feel like the Padres have kind of – it's been a difficult month, right? The Padres are 11-15 in the last 26 games. They haven't really played great. They had a chance to win the division, and I think there's some, you know, rightly so, some disappointment among the fan base that they did not or probably are not going to catch up to the Dodgers. But again, I think you have to let that all go to the waist, to the side, at least for tonight. If they win, you got to celebrate, man. You do the playoffs. The first 51 years of this franchise, the Padres were in the playoffs 5 times. And now they're about to make it 4 times in the last 6 years. And I'll say it, what I've said many times, this is the best sustained stretch of baseball in the history of the Padres. Sometimes we don't enjoy it enough. So hopefully tonight, you know, we can have some fun.
Yeah, win or lose, quite frankly, everybody should get over the division thing. It's cooked at this point. I mean, unless something just absolutely bonkers happens, that's not happening. But that doesn't – okay, that's just the first piece of the prize that you were looking for. But there are other pieces out there. There's the grand piece of them all. And so that's where the focus should turn. Padres get back. Just again, they're just trying to finish the season, playing good ball, creating good habits. Something we saw them do a lot more the night before last. Yesterday, it kind of manifested itself in walks. Padres' bullpen struggled there a little bit, but ultimately they got the win, which is all that matters. You turn the page to the day. Tough Brewers team. See what you can do.
The Padres walked 9 batters yesterday, and last I checked, Randy Vasquez did not get on the mound at all. Mm-mm. They still walked 9 guys. That's
most all year.
Yeah, that's not what they're after, but hey, they hung on, got the win. Overall for Michael King, 5 innings, again, 4 walks, 4 hits, so there was some traffic. But I feel better. I think most people feel better after the previous start. And I think the one nice thing about the way it sets right now, Tony, and I don't know how Mike Schilt's going to handle it, but I'll trust him to handle it right. You know, they've got King and Pivetta scheduled at the moment to pitch Saturday and Sunday. I don't think that's going to happen now. I think you're going to end up doing whatever you have to do to rejigger it so that these guys, along with Darvish, are ready for that playoff series in Chicago the following week. And, you know, it's, I think that's going to be really important to kind of monitor that this week, see how he see what he does with King and Pivetta after tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who knows how this rotation is going to look, right, at this point. I don't know that Mike Schilt knows yet. It's tough, right? Could Michael King use another start? Of course he could.
Yeah, but do you want to?
I mean, and so that's why this is not, I don't think it's as cut and dry as it may seem, because remind you, it was only his second start since coming off the IL, or third start since coming off the IL. And the first one was you didn't notice anything. The second one, certainly noticed. Third one, you certainly noticed. He was just able to navigate it a little bit better than he did the previous start. So, is that enough to have him primed for a playoff game in which you're going to see an offense, a Chicago Cubs offense, at least going into this week, that has struggled as well? But nonetheless, it's the postseason. So there's certainly some questions that are going to have to be answered. And you may not be able to get another look in order to best answer those questions, you know?
Yep, and we never take credit for this except for today. I'm going to take credit for it. Ryan O'Hearn was our guest on Friday. Talked about him snapping out of it a little bit, Tony. He had 7 hits this weekend and the crucial hit on Saturday night to win that ball game. I felt good for Ryan O'Hearn because he had been struggling, and we didn't even bring it up that he was struggling.
Nah.
He brought it up that he was struggling. So,
but again, that is like the ultimate, right? You get somebody goes out, put some early work in to try to fix some things. And it doesn't always work like this where you don't go do some early works and then 7 hits follows. It doesn't always work that way. But when it does, there is no better confidence booster in the fact that, okay, I knew exactly what I needed to do to fix this.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's just an ultimate confidence boost. So, Ryan O'Hearn, big time weekend against the White Sox. You know, you could really credit him for the reason why the Padres won those 2 games, ultimately.
Yeah, and the closer that you guys all want to get rid of, Robert Suarez got his 40th save yesterday.
Steady Eddie.
You know,
I talked to someone over the weekend, honestly.
You did, huh?
And they're like, why does Chris keep lumping me in with everybody else? Because Chris always says, everybody out there wanted him to not be closer. And the guy was like, I've never thought that Robert Suarez should be moved once. So can you tell Chris I'm not part of that crew?
Good for that guy.
There's a simple answer to that question.
What?
He's not talking to you. If you immediately hear Chris's voice and go, oh, why is he talking to me like that? Then he's probably talking to you.
I think they feel some type of way that they're being lumped in with all the people that don't
How
believe.
How do they know they're being lumped in?
Because Chris says everybody out there.
I just say you guys.
That's everybody.
No, it isn't. That's you guys that want him disposed as closer. That's who I'm talking to. 40 for Suarez, a .93 whip. Again, yeah, you know, he's just gotten it done again this year. And the Padres, hopefully tonight, will get one more against the Brew Crew and get this playoff berth clinched. We have the 3.5 hours or so. As I said, Kirk Kenny will get us caught up on that great Aztec win Saturday night. And I don't care how you look at it. It was great in so many different ways. We'll talk about that. But when we come back, my trip to SoFi Stadium yesterday, which included an unwanted visit from drunk Broncos fan.
This is worth it, people.
Is that what we're just going to call him all day, is drunk Broncos fan?
He wasn't alert enough for me to ask his name, so this is what we are going to have to call him, Tony. Complete with photos. It's all coming up next as Gwen and Chris is underway on 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's
It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan.
Join 97.3 The Fan as we get you ready for the final home series of the regular season. The Braden Soprinant Show, Gwen and Chris. We'll broadcast live at Baja Ricks Friday from 10 a.m. to 5:40 leading into the Padres pregame. We'll be giving away baseball signed by Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. as well as tickets to Saturday's game. It's all brought to you by our friends at Santo Tequila. Baja Ricks will have a special game day menu with Santo Tequila margaritas and cocktails. Join us this Friday at Baja Ricks located at 176th Avenue right at Petco Park. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Cello, Matthew Scraby. A lot to get to in this segment. The Aztecs put a whooping on the Cal Berkeley Bears, 34-0. We also had Chris Cello and his lovely wife, Lori, attend a Chargers game at SoFi. And they encountered what we are calling the drunk Broncos fan. And I really shouldn't say they encountered him. He encountered them.
He did.
As he laid stretched out on the stairway there.
It was absolutely unbelievable, Tony. And,
just tell me when to put up the picture, Chris.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll have you put it up in a second. But, you know, we went up. Lori is from Denver, so we did go to the game. And I sent you guys photos from our seats. We definitely had the Bob Uecker seats. We were way up there in the high rent district. Although once the game started, I told Scraby this, says once the game started, it wasn't really that bad of a seat. You know,
was it? I'm about to say, you don't look like anybody's going to be in your way there. You're going to be able to see pretty well.
Yeah, no, it was okay. We you know, once the game got underway, we were pleased and we enjoyed ourselves and it was a really good game. I'll give you my SoFi report in a second, but as the second quarter got underway, we were rudely interrupted by a bit of a commotion. Now, we were sitting on the aisle. Lori was actually on the aisle. I was one seat in. And we were interrupted by a little commotion over Lori's left shoulder. And we turn around, and I'm not kidding you, we look up, and there's this, I don't want to say, you know, heavy set, but big guy. Big guy with a big orange shirt on or jersey. And he's absolutely rolling down the stairs. And
like rolling?
He just was kind of lumbering, you know, one step to the next.
Meaning
trying to
he
get
had
up.
No balance.
Yeah, he's trying to stand up. He fell. He rolled again. He got up. He tried. Anyway, he finally just gave way and came to a rest and a stop, lied out on his back right next to where we were sitting. And that Scraby will show the picture.
There it is. Everybody go to YouTube, search 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, I snapped the picture of a drunk Bronco fan. Now, that's Bo Nix's face that Scraby put on there.
I talked to Tony in the break.
To try and protect a guy.
I put that on in the break because if this person did actually have real medical issues and then we're sitting there Yeah. Blasting his face.
I tell you what, if he really had medical issues, no one around him
no
is
one's helping.
Him.
Look at everybody.
My
look
man
at the,
in the
look
my
at the guy across the aisle. He's on his phone. He doesn't care.
How long was this human being here for?
He ended up being there the entire second quarter
the
and into the beginning
quarter?
Of halftime.
That's a 45-minute time span.
He was completely passed out. There was dribble rolling out of his mouth a little bit. It was complete disaster. And Lori finally turned to me. She goes, do you think we should tell somebody? And I said, well, yeah. So anyway, the sheriffs came up, and they looked at him and tried to get him up and out of there. He wasn't moving.
And I'm sure he's a big dude. He probably wasn't that easy to move.
Right,
either.
He wasn't moving. If anybody's been to SoFi, when you're up at the upper deck like we were, the stairway there is narrow, and it's very very sharp slant to it. It's not easy to negotiate, even if you're completely sober, let alone passed out. It took about another 10, 15 minutes for the medical people to get there. And when they got there, they started doing all these tests on this guy, Tony. So I started really getting concerned. I thought they were checking his blood. They were looking at his pupils. They were giving him, checking his pulse and the blood pressure. And they were kind of commiserating back and forth. What should we do? And I don't know if they were going to give him an IV. I mean, this is all going on while the guy's lying there, completely passed out. And they finally brought the fire department. They brought a stretcher. Then they brought, what do you call that? A gurney to try to take him down in a gurney. Anyway, it was a moment to treasure, I guess. I'm pretty sure the guy is okay. We're having some fun here because I don't think anything beyond that happened. But he was tremendously that drunk. So it was quite the moment.
The other time. Go ahead.
Real quick.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Tony. Well, does your next statement have to do with this?
With this?
With this whole situation?
Yes. It's not what,
okay,
what else
ahead.
We talked
I
about.
I don't want to move on. Go ahead. You go ahead.
No. The first time I ever went to SoFi, there was a massive fight in the stands, and people were throwing drinks. And so I pulled out my phone and I started videoing it, and then I put it up on Instagram like 4 years ago. I got a message 2 years later from a guy saying, thank you for doing this video because I just won my court case because they had no video of it. So, Chris, your picture may be showing us that there were, if the guy ever goes to court, he could use it.
Use a court for what?
He said, I was asleep. I wasn't there. I was asleep in the aisleway.
Drunk Bronco fan did not get to see a very good football game yesterday. It was a lot of fun.
Can I get a SoFi report? Because I haven't been yet.
Of course. First of all, like I said, we were really in the nosebleeds. That's five decks, and we were in the fifth deck. But I don't think that's a terrible thing for this reason. When you enter SoFi, street level is the third deck. So if you're sitting in the third, the second, or first deck, field deck level, you are dug down into the ground. And I think it was Scraby, you were down there and said, man, it can get incredibly hot
you guys
and humid there.
You guys absolutely crushed me.
Well, I think he was right because even on the even on the fifth deck, I was kind of hot and humid. There's not a lot of air there.
There's no air. There's
no circulating air.
Yeah,
huh?
There's a covering over the stadium.
It's see-through, so you still get the sun rays.
You still get the sun rays. There's an opening on the sides. But they I didn't know if they did. They have put any air conditioning on in there. I don't know, but it was quite warm. So I'll say that. Beyond that, it's absolutely beautiful in every way. Perfectly modern. The scoreboard is incredible. I loved all of the, the visuals. There was a couple of things we noticed. And I'll give you them in order of how much this bothered us. A, the Charger girls are no more. No more Charger girls.
They don't exist.
Didn't see a single Charger girl. So that take that for what it's worth. Secondly, in 3.5 hours sitting there, not one time did they ever refer to the score of another game that was going on in the NFL. There was no scoreboard. There were no highlights. Mm. They never flashed a scoreboard on the big... It was as if this was the only game ever being played. I thought that was weird because every NFL game or baseball game I've ever been to, there's somewhere to look to see the scores of the other games.
I think you maybe... because there's two sides to the video board. The video board goes all the way around the field. There's the outside, and then there's the inside. Because when I've gone, I've seen scores on the inside of the video board. So maybe they didn't show it on the outside.
Somebody have to help me with that. But I honestly didn't mind that, because then when I went home last night, I watched the red zone, and I didn't know the score of any of the games.
It was right up Chris's alley.
It was right up my – it was as if I made the decision not to put any scores up. So that was interesting. The third thing, I think you have to be a little old man on the lawn, but they no longer have just a PA announcer who says,
They got the hype person. Yeah.
And the guy screamed at the top of his lungs for 3.5 hours.
Everybody get loud!
It's third down, and, you know, just incredibly, it never stops. And I just got to the point after a while where I didn't really hear it anymore, so I wouldn't say it bothered me that much. But I was going to ask you guys, Tony, this is pretty much the way it is in all stadiums now, and I think not only football, but even NBA games, arenas,
baseball
now, they're yelling.
As well.
Baseball. So my question to you, is this what we want as fans? To be yelled at and told to yell all night long?
Not me. First of all, Jesse and I have this conversation. A good fan base anticipates when to stand and yell. They don't need to be prompted, right? But when you go across all of these stadiums, especially the ones that are, I would say probably the top ones, they all got them. They all got, I know the Giants, they got a DJ that's yelling at us before the games.
Oh, man.
I know the Diamondbacks have one. Colorado doesn't have one. That's
Colorado, they can afford it.
not all the baseball stadiums have them, but there are a few, and those ones certainly like stand out. Like, because before the game, they're talking to you, they're having discussions and different things. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Oh, yeah. No, they call it the charge up to kickoff, and 20 minutes before the game, the guy says, okay, when it's third down, we're going to scream! It was all day long for 3.5 hours, of course, nonstop.
I've been to two Rams games, one Chargers games, and the Charger game was so annoying. The Rams game guy goes, it's third down!
But they do that in every... But again, I hear that in the background of every game I watch on Sunday.
Whose house? Rams house!
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, I, if that's what we
you
want...
You can't just go and watch the game anymore, huh?
Right. If that's what we want, then that's what we get.
Well, I mean,
but
every
I don't
single...
know that that's what we want, or maybe I'm just, you know... I'll ask some of the people on the chat. I mean, is that what you really want to be yelled at the whole game? Because there's,
the answer's
you know,
no. The answer's no.
I don't
the answer's
think so.
No.
Anyway.
We have another topic that we need to cover with Chris.
We'll get to that before Kirk's coming up next,
but we can get to that quickly before Kirk.
First, I'm just going to ask our listeners how they feel about it.
Please.
You ever pulled up to a Padre, let's say, Yankee game?
Okay.
And there are people and there's a person walking around with a Dodger jersey on.
Oh, those are the worst.
How do you feel about the non-jersey or non-affiliate jersey at the game?
Yeah.
We'll discuss on the other side. Kirk Kenny. No, we won't discuss on ours. We'll discuss at 4 o'clock. But Kirk Kenny up next. Talk a little bit of San Diego State Aztecs putting it on the Cal Bears. More going to Chris on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back on what we hope will be a party evening at Petco Park. I believe it is also a Luis Ariz bobblehead night tonight. So, man, what a way to celebrate.
Sorry, say that again, Tony. You were down.
Your favorite.
La Rigadera.
Yeah, your favorite player out there, and
here we go again. The generalizations.
All right, I'm talking to all the people that aren't Ariz fans, and I've heard from many of them this year. But you get a bobblehead tonight, and hopefully, we all get to celebrate the Padres clinching a spot in the playoffs. Saturday night was an incredible night for Aztec football. Kirk Kenny to break it down for us shortly. Couple of quick notes though from the NFL yesterday of interest: Najee Harris charged. Done for the year. Tore his ACL, or not his ACL. What is it?
Achilles.
Achilles. Just honestly stepping forward to take a handoff, and he just fell down, and you knew that was bad.
Very athletic play by Justin Herbert to be able to jump over him.
Right, he got around him and kept the play going, but that's it for Najee Harris. Your guy Bosa from the 49ers, done for the year, torn ACL. I'm sure you'll have some thoughts on that later. And Dallas, as if things could get a whole lot worse for the Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb could be out, it says, 3 to 4 weeks.
I wasn't laughing at CeeDee Lamb. I was just laughing at the state of the Dolphins. I don't know if you guys noticed.
The Dolphins, you mean.
Sorry.
It's like, man, the Dolphins, we've already kicked enough one.
I know. The Dolphins have got plenty of
attention. I'm not trying to kick the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I do notice that, you know, and this is, I think it's pretty frequent. They'll, especially when the Cowboys are getting dogged like they are, they'll pan up to the owner's box. And Jerry Jones has this, like, weird, like, smirk on his face, like, almost like he doesn't know where he's at when he's watching. You know, it's like he's got this, like, I'm going to find a picture. I'm going to send it to you. Someone sent it to me. And it's the same look from this guy all the time as his team is just getting mollywopped.
He looks a little confused.
Yes.
And then his son.
He's like, when is Micah Parsons going to get into the game?
Yeah, his son leaves.
He's going to get to see plenty of Micah next week. By the way, can't wait.
Next week is the game against the Packers.
Can't wait.
And I imagine the Packers will be in quite the mood after what happened to them yesterday, as they took Scraby and many of you with them on the Survivor pool. Sorry about that, everyone.
By the way, we got Spiro's in the lunchroom today. That's what's catered in today.
April, taking care of you guys.
Now I need to go to Petco.
I might have to leave Spiros, now. Baby. I might have to actually leave now. Scraby, you do the rest of the show. There's one other
note. Are you going to bring me Spiros then?
Sure. Okay. There's one other note that I thought was just popped up here. This is an NBA story, but it's kind of a big one. Fred VanVleet of the Houston Rockets apparently tore his ACL, and he is probably going to miss the season. That's a pretty big. Isn't that the team that Durant went to, right?
Yeah.
So
got a lineup.
Yeah, we got a weird lineup too.
Scraby,
trying to get Kirk on the phone. We'll do this
while we do the lineup. Tony, you want to do the lineup?
Get you the weird lineup, as Mr. Scraby called it. Luis Ariz is your leadoff man here tonight. He'll play first base. Manny Machado slides into the two-hole. He'll play third. Jackson Merrill hitting third, playing center field. Gavin Sheets, the designated hitter. Ryan O'Hearn, the right fielder in tonight's action.
All right.
Jake Cronenworth at second. Bryce Johnson in left. Jose Iglesias at short. Elias Diaz gets to start behind the dish.
Night off for Fernando.
Night off for Fernando, indeed. And a night off for Fermin, I guess you could say that. And then,
but he always gets one with Pivetta pitching, right? That's Diaz's guy.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Good point.
All right, so Brewers don't have a lineup out, if you're wondering.
No, they do not.
Saturday night, though, the Aztecs hosted Cal, and this was, I think, in the minds of most people, Tony. I said it to Scraby last week. I thought it was a night that was going to be an important one in the whole, you know, I didn't want to overstate it, but I thought really important in kind of the progression of Aztec football. Like, either they're going to get whooped like everyone thinks they're going to, and another season's going to kind of meander down the road.
Yeah.
Or Sean Lewis is going to be right. And he said after they lost to Washington State, we just played bad. And he said, you know, we got 2 weeks, we're going to get it together, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, or they're going to win and actually going to get, you know, people are going to raise their eyebrows and go, wait a second, maybe this guy is the, you know, he's got something here. Well, they didn't do either of those things. They didn't get whooped, and they didn't win. They whooped Cal. I mean, yeah, it wasn't even close. And defensively, they absolutely positively dominated the night.
They did. So, had a pick six, 96 yards, was it?
Had a fumble six. It was just a great performance all the way around. Our guy Kirk Kenny was there from the San Diego Union-Tribune. And Kirk, I thought, thank you for joining us, as always.
Hi, Kirk.
Hey, guys.
I assume. Hello. Are you already driving to Northern Illinois? I know how you're loath to fly.
No, I'm parked at Chick-fil-A about to have lunch.
Of course you are.
Of course you are, Kirk. You are Kirk is the funniest guest we have on a consistent basis. Kirk, I think even the most, you know, negative thinking of Aztec fans after that game on Saturday night would have to say, wow. That was really something. I mean, for their defense to get a shutout, they ran the ball. They made some big plays in the passing game. They dominated up front. Their secondary, I thought, was incredible in coverage all night long. And for 34-0, man, I felt good for Sean Lewis, but I felt better for those kids because they played and they've been working hard and they haven't had anything to show for it. But, man, they had something on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, and I wrote about it, is that was their signature win. You know, you can talk all you want about they're doing the right things, they're working hard, and the coaches are coaching them up, but until you actually have something to hang your hat on, it's all just talk. And so they went out and they proved it. And I think going forward, they always know, no matter what circumstances they're in, they know they have it inside them to produce.
Kirk, I think you referred to it as San Diego stinking state in your three things that kind of your three thoughts on the game. I mean, for a team to have the type of loss they had the week before, Coach Lewis talked a little bit about learning how to win. I would say this. Would you say that this goes a long way in helping these guys believe that they can go out and not just win but dominate if they go out and execute?
Yeah, I think very much so. And you know, in this day and age, people are so much, what have you done for me lately? And I can't believe how many people I saw because they had a bad game at Washington State. They're saying they're done. I had a longtime friend tell me, I only see this team winning about two games. And I'm like, how do you say that after two games of the season when there's 10 left?
Right.
And to have a performance like this. Now, you know, and Sean Lewis cautioned too, you know, don't get too high either. There's still other work to do and there's things they can improve on. But, you know, you definitely come out of this with hope, and that's something that 2 weeks ago a lot of people had no hope.
Yeah, for sure. Kirk Kenny is with us, Aztecs, with the big one Saturday night. Like, I don't know if you heard, Kirk, I told Lori, my wife, the next morning, because she said, how did the game go last night? Because I watched it after she'd gone to bed. And I said, yeah, 34-0. And she said, oh, my God. they lost 34-0. I said, no, they won 34-0. But I think a lot of people are thinking that, right, coming into that game and then this kind of result. What are you hearing, and what is kind of the feel around campus in the 48 hours since, as far as, you know, what they've done here to hopefully get everybody back excited about Aztec football a little bit?
One of the first things I heard people saying or texting was, where did that come from? And, you know, I was hearing today the players are back on campus getting, you know, pats on the back from, you know, some of their classmates and things. But Sean Neils, he said after the game to them, you know, enjoy this for 24 hours, and then they're looking ahead. And I think that's always the big thing with these. And I ask, you know, how do you prevent from a letdown? And it's by, you know, focusing on the next thing at hand and not getting too full of yourself on what you just accomplished. Which is also funny to me about, you know, fans can enjoy this for days and days till the next Saturday kickoff, whereas the players and coaches have to immediately, you know, put it aside, and maybe they can look at it with a long view at the end of the season. But right now they need to focus and make sure they're ready to go for the next one.
Kirk Kenny joins us. He covers San Diego State with the Union. And, Kirk, you know, a team goes out and they shut out a team. They hold them to 0 points. That could raise expectations. How good can this defense actually be? I mean, I know we certainly can't expect them to throw zeros up every week, but is this kind of the expectation of them at least being able to go out, get that type of stops they got in this past week?
Like you said, you can't expect it every week, but they have now two shutouts in three games. So that's pretty impressive. There's almost every starter came back on this team, so there were high expectations for it. And this is, I think, the first glimpse that when all cylinders are firing, when they're getting a good rush up front and the guys covering in the back are doing their thing, that this is the kind of things that they can accomplish. We're not going to expect to shut out every game, but I think it should be a pretty good defense.
Kirk Kenny is with us. Last year, we were lucky enough to have a few players come in and visit us before the season, Kirk. And one of them was Dale Sean Staley. And really enjoyed getting to meet this guy, young man. And, you know, he was player of the week, and he deserved it. I mean, he broke up the pass on fourth down at the beginning of the game. He forced the fumble that led to the six. And then he had an interception himself. But he didn't do it alone, right? I mean, the guys around him in that secondary were on those Cal receivers. There wasn't a lot of room to complete passes. That secondary had an unbelievable game, and I just thought that's where it all kind of started.
Yeah, I completely agree, and that's where they have more depth and experience than anywhere on the field, and it really showed through. Especially appreciate watching Chris Johnson, watching him jump the route at the three-yard line and taking that 97 yards. And he had a couple blockers up front. You could almost just see the giddiness the last 50 yards as he went to the end zone. One guy I noticed early, another defensive back, Bryce Phillips, it looked like they were almost targeting and going after him, and he just kept at it and kept at it, and then he started making plays too. And it's so fun to watch when it just kind of starts to mushroom. You can see after each play they were just getting more and more confident in what they were going to be able to do.
Offensively, they were able to move the ball. They ran it well. They had some big plays down the field. I mean, this is often the most talked about part of San Diego State coming into the year, right? Is will the offense be able to move it? Can they throw it? They seem to do a little bit of both in this game last week.
I think the defense really sparked them, but, I mean, Jaden Denegal, I believe, was 15 of 18 passing. So after having some struggles at Washington State, he showed a lot better. John Lewis was talking about how they maybe called a few plays to kind of get him in a comfort zone and get him going, and I think that was very true. And Lucky Sutton had a good game. The running game looked like it was there, and it didn't have to try and do too much. You know, they weren't in a hole. They were benefiting every time they took the field from something the defensive end did, and, you know, it just all kind of came together.
Jordan Napier had a big game, too, receiving. This guy's a definite weapon, 9 for 154, and took that first big pass, an 80-yarder to set up the first score. I know now another thing people are going to want to talk about, Kirk, so let's not, you know, leave it totally aside here. They did, you know, work really hard to try to get some fans there. They reported 31. You said it was probably closer to 22 on the turnstile count. But even 22 is a step in the right direction. Obviously, yeah. This kind of win is what they needed. And you also talked about that some of the tickets they gave out, they did not give out haphazardly. They had a little plan moving forward with this. And, you know, we'll see in 2 weeks when they host Colorado State. But hopefully this kind of turns the corner there as well.
Well, I've always believed that you need to get people in the stands to create an atmosphere, and it'll start building on that. And I've said and written, I think they priced tickets too high. So they need to solve that and kind of find the happy medium. But I think this was a very much a step in the right direction. There were several times that the crowd really got boisterous, and you could hear a roar of the crowd, like they say. And those have been few and far between the last 2 or 3 years since Snapdragon opened.
That was quite the night. 34 rock, as I like to say, back in
beautiful.
The day. But what a performance by the Aztecs. And I don't think people realize this was their first shutout win over a Power Four conference team since 1975. So
right.
This doesn't happen very often, and they really had a great game. Congrats to those kids and to Coach Lewis. And, Kirk, we'll see you down the road, but thanks for all your input as always. Appreciate you, and have a good trip this weekend. I know you'll...
Enjoy your Chick-fil-A.
And have your lunch for the 4,428th day in a row.
No, it's only 1480.
1480, Kirk Kenny. All right. Thanks, Kirk. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Kirk.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
By the way, Kirk is not joking on that. He is
that's right.
Dead serious.
That is true. He has had lunch at Flick's Chick-fil-A that many days in a row.
He legitimately has a sign in a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, right. They have
which
they
one
keep
is
track
that?
For him. It's in Carmel Mountain Ranch,
yes,
I believe.
Right.
You can see the Kirk Kenny sign there if you go by. You know, Sean Lewis also, Tony, I know you had a ball game, so I don't know how much you watched, you know, in and out of the game, but really focused, but never too high on the sideline the other night, which I appreciated.
He almost
made it look like, you know, I don't want to say he expected this, but he wasn't overwhelmed by it. And I think that sent the right message to his kids as well.
I'm a fan of Sean Lewis, man. I like his temperament. I like the way he has handled not just this season, but all of last season, what he said leading into this season. I'm obviously a believer in giving guys a chance, but there's been nothing that he showed me so far that says he can't handle this and that he can't pull this, this program in the right direction. I don't want to get too high after the 34-0 win.
Right.
But it's hard not to. Like they don't win games like that very often, but he's been preaching this for, you know, really since he got here. And, you know, hopefully this is a sign that it's starting to turn. And once it turns, we've talked about it. Yes, I think we can all agree that they probably priced those tickets too high. But the number one thing why people don't go is because the program has kind of fallen off a little bit.
Yeah.
And so the moment you start to win like that, and not even necessarily 34-0, but you start winning, people are going to show up. That's how San Diego has always worked.
As far as I can tell, that is absolutely 100% true. And one more thing about our guy, Dale Sean Staley. I really like what he told the media after the game when talking about their performance on defense. He said to all the kids on the team that are from the state of California, this is Cal. They all passed on us, guys.
Yeah.
Let's go out and show them what they're missing. That's channeling something in the proper way.
Yeah, 100%. That's how you lead, too. That's how you get people to follow you, too.
Yeah.
Being able to galvanize your teammates like that. And they went out and put a great performance together.
Big news for the Brewers. Brandon Woodruff.
What, they didn't show up for the game tonight?
No, Brandon Woodruff placed on 15-day IL with right lat strain.
All right. Don't have to worry about him
see
this
him
week.
Anyway.
But that's for the playoffs too. I mean, maybe I should ask on the other side. But does your IL extend into the playoffs?
I believe it does. I was just having this conversation yesterday, and I think I'm pretty sure it's the whole round, maybe even two.
Interesting.
Ooh, wow.
Well, don't look now, but if the Padres beat the Cubs next week, they would then face the Brewers most likely. So we know they're going to face them tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the only way they wouldn't face the Brewers is if the Padres fall below their spot here, or the Phillies somehow catch the Brewers
right
at the top spot.
Exactly. More Gwen and Chris coming up. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.